Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As the Church of Laszlo, we say it's a bar. We belly up to it, have a couple drinks, talk about the world, what's going on in our lives, those types of things. You can interact with us, and we ask you to do so via the text line 913-586-7965. That's the number, right?
Yep.
913-586-7965. Tell us where you're listening from, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give yourself a nickname. Like this person just texted in, I listen every day from Chicago. Thank you, Chicago. And then they said, I've been listening since the very beginning. Gopi. G-O-P-I. Gopi? Gopi.
I go Gopi on that one.
Gopi.
Look, I would never say this.
Stop, but Gopi.
We're kind of big in Chicago for some reason.
Of course we are.
I mean, like, seriously. What's that about?
Chicago and Denver.
Yeah, I've never been broadcast sure. in Chicago. People from love Chicago, us. But they love us, man. So, you know, get with it. Look,
yes.
Chicago's doing it. Detroit's doing it. Do you want to be left behind?
Vegas, Denver,
Vegas,
come
Denver.
On.
These places
Kansas
are all
City,
dinner.
Let's go.
What are you doing? Get with the program. I want to find out if Laszlo is an ethical man or not.
Of course I am.
Based on some of these.
The man's got two things in this world, his balls and his word, and he breaks them for nobody.
Oh, I think some of these things you're going to want to take the unethical road. But I could be wrong. But first, I wanted to
I heard my kid say that to somebody the other day, and I was,
what,
boom.
The bus? What did you just say? I've got
man's got two things in this world, his balls and his word, and he busts them for nobody.
His balls and his word, and he busts them for nobody. Mm. Interesting. I haven't heard that. I don't remember my dad saying that one, but it's good. It's really good. Make a T-shirt. I like that. Amber Heard.
Scarface.
Oh, it's from Scarface. Okay, that's what it's from. I've seen Scarface once.
Really?
Yeah, one
watch
time.
It again.
I should watch again. I watched all the Godfathers again over the weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't make it all the way through three, but I'm going to get back okay. into it. Amber Heard has been doing this Today Show interview. Today they did another part. I think maybe it's done. I don't exactly
okay.
know. All I can think when I see her on TV is, Laszlo, you should be advising people. Like Amber Heard,
I really like. I really just have to do, but people won't do it. But I should just do a crisis management thing. Like
yes.
you gotta. It's so easy, and whoever these people who are advising these people are like, I'm like, what are you doing?
And maybe they would say, "This we didn't tell her to do this," but I don't
right.
know. But maybe
just
they're
call
not convincing.
Me. I got you.
Because part of being an advisor is you got to be convincing that your advice is the right advice.
Yes.
Tell them what could go wrong, why they shouldn't do the things that you don't want them to do. And when I see Amber Heard doing this interview, I think, what's to gain from this?
Right.
And I understand she's upset, it would seem, about the social media thing. And she talked about that, saying, you know, you can't tell me, no matter what, that it was fair on social media. But, you know, I'm kind of with the people who are criticizing that remark. Like, no one said it was fair on social media. And the jury wasn't supposed to be basing any of this off of social media. I don't even think they're supposed to look at it. But
also, according to the jury, it wasn't fair what you said in the Washington Post.
Exactly.
So just stop.
And now you're back on TV saying it again. And so one of the things that people had pointed out about or criticized
is he just like, I'll see you again?
That's what I'm wondering.
Right, I'll see you again.
Right, I don't want her to get sued again. Like, hey,
right.
whoa, just stop. You know, the first thing I thought throughout the, you know, there were a lot of contradictions and stuff that were bad, but the whole pledge versus donate thing,
right.
that was really the first thing I saw. I was like, okay,
right.
you're upset that this person isn't going along with this right now, even though you got to know that they're not going to go along with you. They're
right.
not your lawyer. But maybe you're surrounded by people most of the time who do say the things you want to hear. I don't know. But a lot of people criticized her as a bad actor in the courtroom, right? That she was overacting, the way that she looked at the jury, the way that she, you know, seemed to be
frightened. Well, that was the big thing with me. Like, you're not scared.
That, you know, oh, here comes Johnny.
You're not scared because Johnny Depp is 12 feet away from you, and there's a bailiff in between you with a gun.
Right.
Like, you know, maybe you're uncomfortable in the same room with him. I understand that, but you're clearly overacting in that moment.
It certainly would seem that way.
Really?
I mean, he's here paying a lot of money to sue you to say that he's not a bad guy, that he wasn't, at least not the abuser that you painted him to be. That was weird. I definitely, maybe it was just power of suggestion on social media, but the way that she would look at the jury and then look back, it did seem, I don't know, it just seemed odd. I don't think she connected. But So they ask her about this. Savannah Guthrie's talking to her about being a bad actor and everything. And basically, you know, talking about how Johnny connected with people. And she said, well, she literally says something about, well, Johnny made people believe he has scissors for hands. So think about that.
The Depp lawyer called your testimony the performance of a lifetime and said you were acting. What do you say to that?
Says the lawyer for the man who convinced the world he had scissors for fingers. I'm the performer. I had listened to weeks of testimony insinuating that, or saying quite directly that, you know, I'm a terrible actress. So I'm a bit confused how I could be both.
Okay, real quick. I don't think anybody was convinced he had scissors for fingers.
Exactly. Okay, that checks the first thing I wanted to get.
When I was watching, I was like, well, goddamn, man.
I didn't know that poor guy had scissors for hands.
He had scissors for fingers?
They wrote a role just for him?
That's crazy.
Man, I hope this, he gets enough money to get some fake hands or something.
Right. Who would want that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice castle and all, but it's lonely.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So
he convinced
that.
Me he was a real pirate? That was crazy.
It's a documentary.
Right.
Right.
Like, then that's so dumb.
Right. And
that's why you
says,
need a crisis man. Don't say that.
Exactly.
Don't say that.
Exactly. And you
and
said,
you know what? What you convinced me that you were in love with or the mother of whatever, a dude who lived in the ocean?
Right.
Right. I don't know. You didn't.
That's not what we're talking about here at all. And also, what she's basically saying, I think, is... okay, so Savannah says, look, you know, Johnny's lawyer said performance of a lifetime or whatever. And then Amber somehow says the person who represented the guy, which this seems like, you know, this is not part of this equation. But anyway, it seems like what you're saying is, well, I heard that I was giving a bad performance. You know, I heard so many people saying that there was a horrible performance. So which is it? And it's like, well, I think that's
both.
What we're saying is that it's both. Or what she's probably saying, Johnny's lawyer is probably saying, is that it's both. And it's not just how you behaved in the courtroom, but since they won, I guess they're saying it's everything that you did outside of the courtroom leading up to this trial, the thing that you wrote, the stuff that you said in interviews or whatever, and that you told friends and everyone else. Why are you on TV talking about Johnny Depp? Scissor hands.
And don't do 3 days. Like, no. Control the narrative.
I know. I'm sure they broke it up as far,
much
as they
but
could.
But don't. But control the narrative. Don't do that.
Yeah. They should have written it into the contract. Like, you're going to air it all in its entirety. It's only going to be this long. I mean, they shouldn't have done it.
No.
They just shouldn't have done it. If you were her crisis manager, her manager, at this point, what would you be telling her to do? I'd say, I think...
Nothing right now.
Right. Just lay very low. Because people will kind of... They're not going to forget.
Right.
They'll get over it. They're not going to be interested in it anymore. You know, it was a huge deal this year. The verdict was just a couple weeks ago.
And this is going to sound terrible, but lean into the good of it. Lean into it and say, look, in this case, I lost. Well, what I hope me losing doesn't do is stop other women. So you're not saying that you did it or didn't do it, but I hope that it doesn't stop other women from coming out and speaking their truth. That me losing is one thing. That would be incredibly worse.
Yes.
Boom.
That's it.
Then leave it at that.
It's like, you know, when you say, I don't agree, but I respect the jury.
Right.
I respect
and then
the
you have
process.
To say, find that person and say, I hope this doesn't stop future people from coming out and saying that they were abused.
Right.
Boom. That's it. Leave it at that. Because that would be terrifying.
Yes. And this interview, in no way that I can tell, helps you. Maybe, look, she's a celebrity. She's got to have someone telling her, go ahead and do this, unless she's just going against all of their advice. But I just think the obvious move here, just like Johnny doesn't come out, I don't think, I haven't seen him yet going, woo, and start calling her names and saying, got her, put her where she belongs. You know, so you better
pay me. See him drinking beers that night.
He did look like he's probably in a better mood, which, you know, is understandable. But Amber, just please, lay low.
Take a minute.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.